We have rules in corporations that say you can't talk a certain way and work here. They say, why can't we have those same rules on college campuses? You can't talk that way, you can't say those things, because this is an institution, this is a place where you shouldn't have to be subjected to that.
Well, these are the same people who claim they're seeking diversity. The last thing many of these students want is real diversity, diversity of ideas. They may want superficial diversity of gender, superficial diversity of color, but they don't want diversity of ideas. You know, I don't want to make analogies to the 1930s, but we have to remember that it was the students at universities who first started burning books during the Nazi regime. And these students are book burners. It's the worst kind of hypocrisy. They want complete freedom over their sex lives, over their personal lives, over the use of drugs. But they want mommy and daddy, dean and president, to please give them a safe place, protect them from ideas that may be insensitive. When I spoke at Johns Hopkins University, some of the protesting students, the same students who were talking about safe places, painted a Hitler mustache on my posters. No concern about that. It's an absolute double standard. It is free speech for me, but not for thee, and universities should not tolerate this kind of hypocrisy, double standard, and college administrators have to start treating students as adults and talking back
spine?
To them.
Where is their spine? As somebody who's been in academia, where is the spine of these administrators?
They're all afraid. They're all afraid. After Larry Summers got fired from Harvard, after the president of Missouri gets fired, college administrators don't want to have to confront students. You have to speak back to the students. You have to call these things what they are. Double standard, hypocrisy, bigotry, McCarthyism, and the fog of fascism is descending quickly over many American universities.